at night.
Hello, cocktail lovers, and welcome to Paris Cocktail Talk, the show brought to you by 52 Martinis, Guide to Paris Cocktail Bars. I'm Forrest Collins, and I'm here to talk to you about cocktailing in the French capital and bring you other small batch spirits news from France and beyond. Today, my producer Thomas and I are getting out of the studio, and we're enjoying being in a bar for a change. We are going to be talking a little bit about conceptual cocktail menus, and so to do that, we decided we were going to stop into Shake and Smash Bar so we could experience a little bit from their new musical menu. So we're down here. We've been talking to Axel Amas about his inspiration and about the cocktails he's got. So hello, Axel.
Hello, my name is Axel. I'm the head bartender of the Shake and Smash in Paris. I hope you'll maybe enjoy my previous cocktail menu.
Very good. I'm sure we will. So for those of you who, I guess, my listeners, none of you have met Thomas. Thomas is with me, and I'm going to have him introduce himself a bit, too.
Hey, cocktail lovers. I'm trying to copy Forrest here, but I feel like I'm failing. But anyways, I'm stepping out of the production seat tonight to join Forrest at the Shake and Smash?
Exactly.
Shake and Smash. It's a running joke because I called it the Smash and Grab earlier on. But we're going to enjoy. And I'm looking forward to the playlist, or it's written the track list of cocktails ranging from, well, you'll discover.
We will walk you through it all. Just before we really get down to specifics about this particular cocktail menu, I just want to make a mention that we're seeing a lot more in Paris conceptual cocktail menus, conceptual cocktails. So I think people are stepping up their game a bit. They're not just serving mixed drinks, but they're really serving something within an entire context. We've seen down at Little Red Door, they have the architectural menu, they have an artist menu. We've got another musical menu in town at the Café Moderne, with a little bit of a different slant than this one. So, I don't know. What do you think about that, Thomas, about people not just giving you a drink, but kind of putting it within a bigger context?
Well, coming as the host of Uni Talks, where we just kind of talk of cocktails as the cheapest we can find, this is new territory for me.
I kind of thought about that, too. Specifically coming down here with you, because listeners, you don't know this, but we have also recorded something for Thomas's show Uni Talks on where to get nicely priced drinks. And so I was thinking, oh, it'll be really interesting to come down here, and I think that come down here and do something that's not so much the nicely priced drinks, but also in a place that I think justifies increasing the price, which I think is why we're seeing so many more conceptual bars now in Paris. I think because They've got to bring something else to the table. I think that now cocktail bars have successfully spread through the city, so you can find things at very good prices, like we talked about on your show, Thomas. A lot of things mid-range, and I think, you know, when you're getting up closer to 11, 12, 13, 14, bars are now really feeling like they have to develop a bigger context to go around it. So like this bar, for example, where we are sitting here looking at their playlist of cocktails, which is a list of cocktails. It's a musical cocktail menu. They're inspired by different songs. So first of all, before we maybe get into the details of how they've done the menu, I will tell you that Thomas and I have already each ordered one. So maybe I'll let Thomas explain what he's drinking and the musical implications of his cocktail. What do you got there?
So I have a cocktail here called Ma Benz. So as we said, each cocktail here is inspired by a song carefully chosen by the owners of the place. And so Ma Benz is, as English language speakers, you might not know the song, but it's a song by a French rap group called NTM. Or NTM in English. And basically, when they say my Benz, they're actually referring to the car make, Mercedes-Benz. So my Mercedes-Benz. And it's a bit of a funny story. But before I actually get into the nuance behind it, what the bartender so beautifully explained to me was that this drink is the kind of drink that you'd imagine your lady friend to taste like. Right?
Right.
Tasting it, you you do feel the male dominance in the drink. I'm not much of a cocktail speaker, but you do taste the feminine notes in the drink. It's got rum embargo, Smith and Cross, cognac, vermouth, hibiscus, tonka syrup. Google that. And lime zest. What did you think when you tasted it?
Well, I thought it was really nice, and I do think that there was sort of both this masculine and feminine quality to it, with, you know, some nice brown and bitter spirits, but then also, yeah, with these more lighter, delicate things like the hibiscus and the tonka syrup. Yeah, really brought a little something extra to it. So,
and like getting back to the meaning behind the song is, so this French rap group thought that they would talk about. Am I allowed to say this one on air? Actually, I'm not sure.
Is it a bad word?
It's not really a bad word per se, but it's biology.
It's okay with me, and it's okay with my podcast. It depends on if it's okay with World Radio Paris.
I'm the producer. I should know, shouldn't okay. I? But anyways, they're busy. They're calling their girlfriends lady parts. Well, should I say they're comparing them to a Mercedes-Benz in the song?
Yes. Am I supposed to comment on that?
I'm not sure. But let's have a taste.
Okay.
Si t'as le savoir-faire, t'inquiète pas, y'a pas de galère, je le dirai ni à ton père ni à ta mère. Ondule comme un ver de terre, jette-moi dans les yeux ton regard de panthère. N'est-ce pas, soum soum feng, dans ta Benz, 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 gueule. Quand tu whine, ton nom passe avant ding, ding, ding. N'est-ce pas, soum soum feng, dans ta Benz, 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 gueule. Quand tu whine, ton nom passe avant ding, ding, ding. N'est-ce pas, soum soum feng, dans ta Benz, 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 gueule. Quand tu whine, ton.
That was a little extract of the song My Benz by NTM. If you've never listened to French rap music, this is your time to get in.
I actually do listen to French rap music sometimes, but only on Spotify. Like, I don't really know any other bands, but I encourage you to give it a try. I think everybody's kind of used to listening to these old, like, sort of breathy, old-timey French songs, so explore your musical boundaries, people.
By the way, how did you find out about this place?
I think when they opened now, gosh, it's probably been about 5 years since you've opened here. When they opened about 5 years ago, the press person invited me down. So I usually try to keep my ear to the ground to see what's going on. But fortunately, I sometimes also get contacted by the press people. And I came down to a tasting. I thought it was a pretty cool spot.
Wait till you see the decor, because I walked in here and fell in love straight away. Just looking at the blue and the lamps and just the style the space has, it is.
Yeah, I think that for the listeners, it's just got this really sort of... kind of, you feel they sort of go for a Gatsby-esque kind of atmosphere, but it's also really funky, and you've got sort of these animal prints and fur on the chairs, but you've got really pretty lampshades on kind of with the lamp posts that look like ladies' legs in tights and high heels
So very my Benz.
Yeah, totally right. And there's a very distinct spaces here too. So there's a back bar that's kind of hidden away. There's the main bar where Thomas and I are right now. And then downstairs, there's two very cool private rooms that you can privatize. I don't know, I'd say those spaces are pretty cool. I think Thomas is going to be having his birthday there. So if you're one of the lucky 20 or so who are invited, you might get to see that firsthand.
You're hearing it now on Cocktail Talks.
When's your birthday?
In November, so there's time.
Okay, good. Time for me to get friendlier with you so I get invited to your party. Let me tell you a little bit about what I'm drinking, listeners. I am drinking The Cream, which is a song by Wu-Tang Clan. And my drink was a pretty impressive in terms of presentation. First of all, Axel took a slate and he lit a piece of cinnamon and rosemary on fire with a tiny torch, and then put the glass over it so it would really smoke up the inside of the glass with those flavors. Then he delivered it to me with a tiny ice bucket with a small little jar of ice cream in it. So basically, it's ice cream that's a Sazerac. It's Sazerac ice cream. It's made in-house. And then after he smoked the glass, he filled it with Michener's. I think normally they use Hudson Rye, but today they're using something different. And then you take one little bite of the ice cream, and you hold it in your mouth, and you take a sip of the cocktail. Now, normally I could find this kind of thing really gimmicky, but I think the flavors on this are stand out. I think that this little ice cream, the Sazerac ice cream, is surprisingly delicious. Maybe it's because it's such a hot day right now, but excellent. And the smoking on the glass really adds something to the whiskey that I'm drinking. And I think then together, it makes this really amazing hot and cold sensation. The ice cream kind of tempers out the strength of the whiskey. It's really, really quite nice. What do you think? Do you have anything to say about that, Thomas?
It was, just to continue the spirit of my bands, but anyways, it was a taste orgasm.
Yeah.
It really, and like I'm not really one to drink whiskey or bourbon or anything of the sort, or ice cream for that matter, but all the things I don't usually consume put together was just phenomenal.
I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick tight click and went all out, catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs every week. We made 40G. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I hear good tech now. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. The money, dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah, I have to say, I was surprised. I was very pleasantly surprised at the finished product. And basically, the menu has, what are we looking at, about a dozen drinks. And the idea behind the menu is that it is a playlist of cocktails. And so Axel, the head bartender here, has taken what he considers a range of different periods of music, a range of different kinds of music, and picked different songs and then created cocktails around them. So the cocktails and the songs, they have a lot of tie-ins, either depending on what the flavors represent for him in terms of the feeling of a song, or maybe the sentiments, or, for example, the Bittersweet Symphony. He's chosen a Negroni variation, which literally represents something a little bit bittersweet, but also he feels like it's a song about somebody who's not changing, so he specifically chose a classic cocktail. So I think there's a lot of interesting ways that he's tying the music in with the songs, or sorry, the music in with the cocktails. Otherwise, for example, with the passion fruit, he specifically picked Akavit because it's a spirit that travels a lot. It's from far away. It travels a lot, and he feels like that's a theme that's reflected in the song as well. So I think that he's done a nice job of playing with a variety of spirits and musical styles, and also ways to tie them together. What do you think, Thomas? Do you have anything else to say on that matter?
I just realized that regarding your cocktail, the cream, Cash Rules Everything About Me by Wu-Tang. Clang?
Yeah.
Clan.
Yes.
Not clang. Clan. With the ice cream, it really reinforces this idea of creamy goodness.
Right?
Just creativity right there. I love the cultural mix between the songs he's chosen and the cocktails. I admit that I don't know most of these songs, so it's an interesting way to discover them through tasting the cocktails they have designed for these songs. The first drink I had was a mocktail by, I'm actually not sure who this lady is. Let's see, Axel. Who's the singer behind Addictive?
Truth Hurts.
Okay, I seem to recognize her face, but let's see. We'll play the music, and perhaps the listeners will figure out. We'll know who it is.
I don't know if you got the same instructions that I got when you were served that mocktail. Listeners, I have to tell you, when Thomas came in, I started talking to him and he said, "Oh, that's very cool. Your tongue is blue." And I thought that was funny. And I was also a little bit embarrassed, like I go around eating blue popsicles. But then I realized it's because when Axel served me the non-alcoholic cocktail to start, this addictive one that we're talking about, it came with a little piece of candy on it that I was supposed to suck on the whole time I was drinking the cocktail. Did he tell you that? Did you do that with yours? Or did you just eat the candy?
I'm actually kind of upset because I didn't get candy.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's a crime.
I'm not sure what happened to my candy. You guys don't know.
Oh, I just didn't drink it.
Well, anyway, it was an interesting concept, and that's why my tongue was blue. But yes, so just another sort of fun piece to the menu, and it was a blue candy. It was really weirdly sour in the beginning, and yeah, but then it mellowed out. It was very interesting. But I'm kind of with you. I don't know all of these songs here. Or maybe some of them I do know, but I just don't really know them by title. For example, we've got Sympathy for the Devil, which I thought was Ozzy Osbourne, but no, it's the Rolling Stones. Or we do have the good, great band of the Rolling Stones. And we do have some Ozzy Osbourne here as well. We've got Shake Your Groove Things for something a little funkier. Your Love is King by Sade for people who like that sort of nice, you know, old school, easy listening, sexy kind of music. But yeah, Driver's High, I don't know who that is. Do you?
I could guess.
Give me a guess.
But I think Spotify will help us with that. Yeah. Driver's High. Who is Driver's High?
It's a song from, it's a Chinese, Japanese group. Yeah,
Japanese group.
It's a Japanese group. It's a song of the. Did you know the anime GTO?
Yes.
Okay, that's a song of the opening.
Okay, we'll have to play that, actually. I was going to say we'll have to play that, but... okay, and I like the fact that it's a Japanese group, and you've got Nika Whiskey in there, which is Japanese whiskey, and Umeshu, which is the plum liqueur, isn't it?
Yeah, and drinks come with a page of the manga rogues, yeah.
I love that. So I'm looking at these little manga cocktail cutouts that come with the drinks. So yeah, I think that Thomas pointed out something really interesting, which it's a really nice way to discover some music that you may or may not be familiar with, but then also like great way to discover some of the things that are in the glasses.
I'm kind of curious, since we're in a bar with cocktails that are inspired by music, do you have a cocktail that you'd like to dedicate to a song?
I think I'm kind of a classic kind of, you know, I'm a fan of the classics. So I'd probably stick to something classic, but with a sort of roughly interesting little edge. So I'm a huge Tom Waits fan. So I might go with something like Temptation off of the Frank's Wild Years album. And I'd probably pair it up with some kind of an old fashioned. Maybe I'd make a variation, but I might just go straight with a bourbon old fashioned with, you know, with granulated sugar, of course, as opposed to sugar syrup, because that might reflect the gravel in Tom Waits' voice, as well as obviously it would be bourbon. It would all be, you know, sort of a straightforward American kind of old fashioned. I think that sounds like a really good pairing. So while you were listening to that little blurb from Tom Waits' Temptation, Thomas and I were talking about what he might do for a cocktail song pairing. So I'll hand it back to you, Thomas, so you can maybe tell the listeners about that experience.
I thought I was being smart when I asked you that question, saying, ha, 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 Miss Cocktail Queen, what kind of song would you pair with a cocktail? And then she turns the question on me, and I started panicking. So fortunately, the music was playing, because then I managed to discuss with Axel what song and what cocktail would go with the song that I chose. And true to my own personal story, I chose a South African song, which is relaxed. It's got an electro vibe, a relaxed vibe. It's typical South African house music. And discussing with Axel, we managed to come up with what I consider a masterpiece. So we'll play the song for you in any case. But just to let you know, it's called Rainbow. So as you can imagine, it's a love song, as most songs are. And I'll let you listen to it. But in any case, what he decided to put inside it was what really blew me away. Because he thought of Prosecco, which is one of my favorite drinks ever. It's probably my favorite bubbly. Sorry, champagne. And then there's even rum, which is something else I like. And I can't give away the entire recipe because it's not my recipe to give. But listen to the song. And if ever you want to taste this drink, come here to the Shake and Smash and try it. That's where you are. I'm following the rainbow. That's where I find you. I'm following that rainbow. And that's where I'll find you.
So I have to say, actually, that wasn't something that I expected us to do, kind of think about our favorite cocktails and our music and try to personally pair cocktails and music. And it's fortunate that we had Axel here to help us out. But I think that was really fun. And I'm going to think a little bit more about that at home when I'm listening to music. I think, honestly, I was really impressed with what we came up with for yours. And yeah, it kind of added to the experience.
It really is a masterpiece. It's like serendipity, if I remember what that means.
But I think so. I think that it really reflects the song that you played for us while we were sitting here thinking about it. So I think the bar should just let people come in and play them some music and then create a cocktail entirely around that, although Axel probably doesn't want to hear that because that's a lot of work, and it means you won't be appreciating his cocktail menu that he's worked so hard on. Also, by the way, this is the spring and summer menu. He tells me that they will continue in the same vein. So come autumn, winter, he'll be making volume 2. So they will stick with this cocktail playlist, which I think it seems like it's been pretty fun and pretty successful. I am actually now have moved on while Thomas is enjoying his creation.
The rainbow.
He's enjoying the rainbow. I have now started to enjoy a bitter sweet symphony, which is a little bit of it's mezcal, it's bitters, it's red vermouth, little tonic, and it is indeed bittersweet. So I would say that it's a song that reflects, it's a cocktail that reflects the song nicely. What else, Thomas? Is there anything else we should tell our listeners about the drinks here, the space here, our thoughts on conceptual menus? So basically a cocktail menu that brings something more to the game. So in this case, music.
I really do love the artistic side of it because it's not just us going to a bar to sit down and drink and for some get drunk. It's really sitting down, enjoying what you're drinking, enjoying the company of the person you're having your drink with. It really is an experience, and I think such bars, well, I'm for such bars spreading in Paris. Definitely this one, like come see it. It's wonderful, it's fantastic. But I'm totally for the idea of conceptual cocktail bars or menus. It's the menu, right?
Yeah.
I'm so bad with my terminology and stuff.
No, but I don't think that. I think it's kind of all part and parcel. It's the same thing. So yeah, conceptual cocktail menu, but it's within the bar. So and I agree with you. I think there's room for everything. I think there's room for the cheap and cheerful fun stops. I think, you know, I don't always want to be in for the full experience when I go into a bar. Sometimes I just want to, you know, step up to the bar, sit on a stool, have a martini, call it good. But other times I do want to sink into something bigger than just the drink and you know, have something in front of me that can maybe start a bigger discussion like we just had, which was really fun, with talking about how we would personally pair the drinks and the songs. So I think that it can really add something to experience. Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me, because I definitely would not have known this place without you, and I would not have thought of coming here either, or thinking that a conceptual cocktail menu would have been something I would go for, at least not right now. I've had a drink that's just been created that I love, and to be loyal, I'll just keep coming back here for that drink, and obviously their drinks. I love the idea that music and cocktails are being paired, because it's just a new way to enjoy drinking, right? Because drinking to get drunk, that's so, I don't know, 2019, right. 90, whatever, back then. Now, at least living in Paris, you have to get in tune with the French way of doing things. And like, if wine is not your thing, perhaps this is your thing.
I completely agree. I think it's just a new way to experience things. And thank you as well for accompanying me. This was really fun. I'm beginning to think we should change the entire theme of the show and we should just go out every month. So that's to be discussed off mic. And also, thank you, Axel.
Thank you. Can I finish in French for authenticity?
Of course.
Yeah. J'étais ravi de dialoguer avec vous. J'espère sincèrement que les prochains visiteurs sauront apprécier cette carte et ces délicieux cocktails. Merci beaucoup.
Ben, thank you to you as well. And for those who don't speak French, he was very happy to see us here, and he hopes that the people who come next will really enjoy the cocktail menu. So I think with that, I think we're going to wrap up this summertime visit out for myself and Thomas. And with that, I will say thank you to the listeners. I don't have my show notes in front of me, so thank you to the listeners. Thank you to World Radio Paris for editing and production. Thank you to Thomas for that as well, and as well as accompanying me today. Thank you to Emily Dilling for show notes. Thank you to Sun Little for the music. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Normally, I like to read out a review. However, I forgot to look at my reviews today because I was so excited to come down and have drinks with these guys. So don't forget to leave a review. And I promise that I will read a really good one out on the next go around. And I am also supposed to remind you all to drink responsibly. And I think that's about all I have to say. So until next time, cheers.
And chin chin.